From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Rono Cultural Endowment. See more at ronoculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. There's a new wall mural in the outside patio area at the Taubman Museum of Art, celebrating a variety of art forms, painted by John Bramlett, a blind artist from Texas. During Art by Night on August 2nd, Bramlett returns for a talk and a public workshop the next day where those taking part will paint blindfolded. Katrina King-Singh is Deputy Director of Community Engagement for the Taubman Museum.
The mural changes every 2 years, but we're really excited for this mural, and we love having John here, and he has incredible talent, and we really feel that, you know, that representation in the art world is important, especially here in Roanoke, because we have a high population of individuals with various needs and abilities, and we want to celebrate the fact that art is really for everyone.
Get your tickets now. Disney's Finding Nemo Jr. swims onto the Trinkle main stage at Mill Mountain Theater next Wednesday, July 31st, and runs through August 11th. The musical features a youth cast and is called A Celebration of Family and Adventure. Hector Flores returns again to Mill Mountain Theater as the director for Finding Nemo Jr.
I have a nostalgic feeling towards the movie. It's over 20 years now that it's been out. To come back to it and to be able to do it now just kind of feels like a full circle moment.
The Grandin Theater has announced its fall lineup of live concerts, 7 shows featuring local, regional, and national music talent. Palmyra, Bellas Bartok, and Caitlin Crisco in the broadcast are among the performers booked beginning in September. Free classic movies as part of the Virginia Tech Summer Arts Festival continues this Saturday with a screening of Forrest Gump at the Lyric Theater at 3 p.m. It's the second and last weekend for Crimes of the Heart, the Pulitzer Prize-winning play now on stage at the new Bear Theater in downtown Roanoke this Friday and Saturday night with a Sunday matinee. Ashby Garst plays Babe, the youngest of the three sisters at the heart of this drama-slash-black comedy.
To be in a small cast has been wonderful. I've gotten to know everybody super well. We've all gotten really tight with each other, and that's been wonderful to feel like I have a sense of community.
This Sunday, it's the Velvet Cabaret with choreography by Kevin Purry at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Roanoke at 4 p.m. on Sunday.
The audience will experience a wide variety of dance styles, including jazz, modern, tap, musical theater, comedy, holiday, ballet, and much more.
The Velvet Cabaret on Sunday is free, but donations gladly accepted. Muralist John Merle is looking for help as he looks to transform the underside of the Walnut Street Bridge with his Lady of the River mural. Merle plans to start painting that mural next month. See roanokearts.org if you'd like to help out. Floyd Fest 2024 runs from this Wednesday through Sunday. Dozens of performers in a variety of genres. John McBroom is the CEO for Across the Way Productions and a musician himself.
There's definitely something here for everybody. I've been coming since the early days, and I don't think I've ever seen anything that wasn't
worth seeing.
And Shine, a fashion and beauty collab at Jefferson Center this Saturday. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hey, I'm Dave Trinkle, a founding board member of the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. With others, I helped create the endowment to provide predictable and sustainable funding to local arts and cultural organizations. The goal is to create an endowment of $20 million to ensure that Roanoke remains the hub of arts and culture in Southwest Virginia for generations to come. Please consider donating at roanokeculturalendowment.org.